Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go through your calls a little bit quicker. It's just that caller calls in about the nurse's arms being paralyzed after they take it. And that's exactly what we've got in the literature this stuff does. And it just freaks me out. It freaks me out that Rob was at Whole Foods. The girl said, oh, the case for killing Granny. She said, I agree with that with health care. And he said, yeah, that's eugenics, getting rid of people for the environment. Saying it's for the environment. She said, yeah, I think I should die. Well, he said, do you want to die? She said, yeah, I think I should be forced to die for the environment. He said, are you joking? And she said, no, this is brainwashing. I'm going to get into that. $15 million fines at garage sales, total control, whole new federal bureaucracy, government agents everywhere squeezing the hell out of you. It isn't enough to get $200 for going 5 miles over the speed limit. They're going to get everything you got if they find any toy that's recalled, as if you even know what's been recalled and what hadn't. You walk into Toys R Us once a year, I might go in there, and there's all these recalled toy board, as if the average person walks over and knows what toys are recalled. But you end up, some cases they're saying more than 10% of toys are recalled, or any other product. They're saying you're selling anything. A toilet seat that might have had some lead in the paint. You're going to prison and a $15 million fine. We're going to get into the flu news. Shock UN report, swine flu could kill millions. We're going to get into that. But right now, let's continue with your calls. Let's talk to Tom in Georgia. Tom, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Alex. I'm just one of the serfs from St. Simon's Island, Georgia. We were the host of the G8 summit in 2004. You talk about eugenics. All you have to do is come here, put a yard sign in your yard, your property, and they'll come and kill you, as of what happened to Marty Reagan on September 10th.
What happened to him?
He had a yard sign in his yard. Code enforcement had stolen it off his property 6 times before when he wasn't home. He happened to be home on the 10th, saw them coming up to steal his sign again. He came out, told him to get off his property. It escalated. They called the police, and the code enforcement officer actually said on the 911 call, send me backup because we need to kick this guy's ass.
I guess they did.
Oh, they sure did. And the woman that was in the house came out and told the police to try and, you know, I can talk him down. Leave him alone. I can talk him down.
No. He's the one they want to kill. They want to show us who's boss. I see these news reports. We're in rural communities. In one case, 80-something-year-old people, they have dirt driveways in the middle of the countryside. The local government says, we've changed the codes retroactively, no grandfathering. You've got to pave it. They cut locks, go in, steal your car, and then if you complain, the police come and in one case arrested the guy, and now they're going to come and check all your garage sales and harass you. And if you get uppity, they're just going to call in a paramilitary SWAT team that's going to kill you because they're here to show an example. You're now slaves. You serve them. What's his name? I want to see this murder. What's his name?
Okay, and his name is Marty Reagan.
Marty Reagan. And
Glenn County, Georgia. I went to the county commission meeting, was given 5 minutes, and
were they proud of themselves? I bet they swole up thinking about the murder, but they were like,
let me tell you something. There were over 20 cops there. It was like, I thought it was because they were interested. No, they were there because they thought there was going to be a riot.
They were there to let you know that you exist for them, and you're going to die when they say die, and they're going to take your kids when they want, and they're going to have their way with you.
Well, let me tell you something. I told the county commission, because I wasn't going to wait on them, I hired the college auditorium on the 8th of October to have a public forum, because it'll seat at least 350, to go over the fact that they never had authority or jurisdiction to even walk onto his property to get a sign.
Are they proud of their murder?
Within 2 days, the GBI exonerated the policeman. He was talked out of his house. He came out with no weapon. They immediately tased him, which knocked him to the ground. It broke one of the wires, so he got up and started to run. They shot him with rubber bullets, and as he rounded around the side of the house, the cop
was in
the back.
Hey, this is better than deer hunting.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, some stations don't carry that first 5 minutes. Tom in Georgia called in with a man named Marty Reagan, who was not under the jurisdiction, we pulled it up, of the code enforcers. They're now going into the country, all over the country, but all over the nation. They go into rural areas and they say, no more grandfathering. You can't have a dirt road to your house, your ranch house, $5,000 fines a week, $2,000 fines a day sometimes. You can't have yard signs, no free speech. And I've seen the news reports where they arrest you. They beat you up. They whatever. And sure enough, the 911 call, the code enforcer said, call the cops out here. Marty put the sign back up six times. We got to kick this guy's butt, teach him a lesson. They came out, tasered him, and shot him to death as he ran. And I remember Chicago police a month ago, CBS News headline, police to shoot you when you flee, or police to shoot you when you run. In fact, pull that up too. But here it is, coroner, man at center of standoff dead. Witnesses say man pointed gun at code enforcement officer. So good. And listen, they're going to get to kill a lot more of us in this hunting the slaves, hunting the serfs. Like Planet of the Apes as they hunt us down. New government policy imposes strict standards on garage sales nationwide. Flea markets, charities, garage sales. Violators caught selling anything on the erroneous, enormous list face fines of up to $100,000 per infraction and $15 million for related series of infractions. The feds are going to pay local government to create new code enforcers without warrants to come into your garage sales. And if you don't submit, every town's got paramilitary police that guard the local drug trade. They're going to come kill you. And here in Texas, we got federal grants for warrantless blood checkpoints. First, it was fake warrants. Now they just don't even have warrants. This country's going to complete hell. And Newsweek's got the headline, the case for killing granny, curbing excessive end of life, is good for America. It's all eugenics. And I'm going to read you some quotes from the White House science czar about how they're poisoning your water. But you don't care because Colt McCoy was going up against the Red Raiders a couple nights ago. And that's all that matters. And while you're busy fooled by all that, folks, your whole future, the banks have stolen $23.7 trillion in 10 months, and they know you're going to stand up, and they're ready with paramilitary brainwashed police to stomp your guts out. And they love what they've done, and the corporates have really set this up pretty. And don't worry, cops, you're going to lose your whole future, too, and live just like they do in Mexico or North Korea. Don't worry, you're going to get all the petty authority you want, living in a one-room shack with you and your sterilized wife. Go take your flu shots, all of you that believe the government. Just knock yourselves out as all these 10, 20, 30-year-olds all around us die of cancer. Just enjoy yourselves. Don't listen to me. Tom in Georgia, so you've got a public event coming up, and you said you tried to go to city council to talk about this guy getting killed, and there were 20 police there to let you know you're here to produce money, and that's it, scum. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Alex, you know, I'd like to write an article and send it to you if you can give me someplace where I can go. But the point is, I laid it out to the county commission how they were outside their jurisdiction from the very beginning. Code enforcement should have driven up, looked, saw that the yard sign was on the man's property and driven off. They have two prongs that they can use under police powers if the sign was morally offensive or if it was impeding traffic. Now, failing those three, his private property offensive or impeding, they should have left and then called whoever it was that made the complaint and say, sorry, it's not in my jurisdiction. But no, it's policy, like you say. This country is being run by policy, not the written law.
Power tripping people. Yeah, send it to writers at InfoWars.com. Double check all your facts or we won't post it. But thank you so much. Look, the bad police get promoted. I mean, in Texas, they take blood without warrants now. I mean, and you can make all your excuses all day. For those of you that love this, this is all so foreign banks can literally rape the daylights out of you. So get ready, all you people that love licking boots and love the system. I mean, I've got mainstream news here from the Washington Post. D.C. cops, Secret Service, close down streets, conduct sweeps so Michelle Obama can shop. And it goes on. I mean, that's what goes on in this country. We live in a third world country. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Houston. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. Earlier this week, you were asking which issue we thought was the most important face that we're facing. I got three, and I want to highlight the third one especially because it ties in with eugenics. First of all, there's the economic. This is the taskmaster system to enslave the population at large.
Oh, they admit they're bankrupting things to make you dependent on them.
Them that way via abject poverty where they must then depend upon their rulers for survival. The second one is the political. This is a total police state control grid to enforce this enslavement, ensuring that the slaves are kept in line, quote unquote.
And the economy is built in. The economy is built into the police state.
Right. And therefore they obey whatever their masters tell them, no matter how unreasonable or abusive it is. And then the third one, and for me, this is the most dangerous. This is the socio-religious one. And this is the quasi-spiritual program that appeals to man's social religious nature using emotionally oriented propaganda and philosophies that...
That's right. The new religion is the green religion, which isn't green at all. It's about making humans the enemy. Killing grandma is wonderful. They say, they always say, Tom Daschle wrote a book saying, we're not going to give old people care. I have the book. I have the quotes. It's been in Bloomberg. Then when you say, hey, you said you want death panels, they go, what are you talking about? I'm talking about this, you bastard. Newsweek, the case for killing grandma, granny. And then it says it's good.
It bypasses the thinking process and influences the slaves without their knowledge, yet with their total cooperation, ensuring they remain dumbed down, docile slaves who cannot and will not fight. And this is what I wanted to get to. For me, the worst part of this whole thing is eugenics. It is a religion. These people are Satanists. We are their sacrament. This is about human sacrifice. What's that?
The 1996 United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, you can go to un.org and read it, says that it is their religious sacrament for Gaia. And they say it's a form of human sacrifice. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. You can watch it free online or get the DVD from us. But the point is, we have close-ups of it blown up. These people are lunatics.
And see, Alex, the reason I see the third one, the socio-religious, as the most dangerous is because it's the most subtle. The economic and political ones, those are more in your face. People know there's something going on economically. Police state, that's being set up. That's out in the open now. But the third one, it's very subtle because look at eugenics, okay? They poison the water supply. They poison the food supply. They poison the vaccines with cancer viruses, the most deadly strain of the bird flu virus. They got the propaganda out there with the swine flu hoax to get people to take the shots, and that's what will kill them.
And then they say the pandemic was caused by a regular flu virus when it's them injecting it at people.
And then you've got them spraying us overhead via chemtrails. And so, this whole thing with eugenics, I see this is what it's all coming down to. And that's why I'm so glad that you made Endgame, that Dr. Len Horowitz made in Lies We Trust. I think those are the two definitive works. And then, of course, RX Generation that the guy you interviewed a month ago came out with.
Drugging the kids. Look, I appreciate your call. Great points. I'm going to come back and take more calls, but... We read this book and scanned it. I mean, I don't just sit here and say eco-science. This thing's like $200 if you can get it. It's a government textbook. They're printing it again because it's sold out. But we have the book scanned. Just Google EcoScience, PrisonPlanet.com, and it'll come up. You can read it. I mean, don't just sit there knowing all the sports scores and laughing at me. This affects all of you out there. You better get as knowledgeable about this as you are the Big 12. You better get as knowledgeable about the private Federal Reserve as you are about your Harley-Davidson. And I like football and Harley-Davidson as much as the next person. I'm just telling you, I know what I'm talking about. And I'm a red-blooded American. It upsets me to know this, but I've got his quotes. Forcibly and unknowingly sterilize the entire population by adding infertility drugs to the nation's water and food supply. Legalize compulsory forced abortions carried out against the will of pregnant women, as is commonplace in communist China through a world government, a planetary regime. He says that. A world government to enforce this. $15 million fines for garage sales.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I was a highwayman.
Doesn't matter if you're black, if you're white, if you're Hispanic, Asian, old, young. Whether you're listening in Japan or Venezuela, United States or Canada. Eugenics is what rules this planet. That's what the elite are into. That's what they want their world government for. They state it in literally hundreds of government policy reports and textbooks that I cite every day here. I read you the stinking quotes. I just read AP and Reuters and the Washington Post in just the last couple days. I'm not even looking for these articles saying we got to have a one-child policy. We got to put taxes on having kids. We got to have licenses on having kids. England is now starting basically licensing for kids. And see, you've been brainwashed. Yeah, there are too many kids. People should have licenses. That means you. That means no due process. A lot of you agree with this eugenics, not even knowing what it is, because you've been brainwashed. Because they write articles in Newsweek going, if we kill Granny, it says kill old people. The cover says it. That you'll have more money. See, once they socialize everything, then they say, oh, look, you're paying for it. And then they sell you on going along with it. I'm going to cover the flu, huge developments on that front, on the other side, and your calls. But I want to give the number out for the end of the show. I don't really screen calls, but some days I ask for specific topics. So I'm going to take four or five calls that are here in front of me on the board, because we can take 100 calls. We open the phone system up for like a second and 20 calls come in. The phone system isn't open. I'm opening it now at 888-201-2244. For eugenics calls, do you have a comment on them saying kill Granny? Do you have a comment on the White House science czar saying poison the water? And I'll assure you, the studies have already shown it's going on now. I've had the head of the EPA's union, a top toxicologist, on saying, yes, the term fluoride is hundreds of chemicals they put in. The sperm rates drop over 85%. Many women are sterile or semi-sterile. Barren. It's happening. And if you're a cop, or a black man, or a fireman, or a white guy, whatever, whoever you are, you may think you serve this system and you're part of the winning team. You may like the police state. You better grow up and realize what you do to other people or what you go along with ends up happening to everybody. 99.9% of us are in the same boat. And you can't laugh at me. I've been right. They're setting up world government. This stuff is real. A federal bureaucracy for $15 million fines if you sell anything with lead in it at a garage sale, having no idea. This is total tyranny. I'm going to go quickly now. Make your points. We'll move to the next person. Archangel in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Man, I'm just, when I fired up the Drudge Report and CNN today and printed off four articles calling for one-child policies, it hit me pretty hard. I mean, they're just introducing their evil, and Bloomberg announcing with Obama a bank of the world. I mean, it's all happening.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, I just have some quick points, a couple things on the G20 protest and then one on eugenics.
They're openly saying it's all about the new green economy and, quote, martial law will be in the city.
Okay, well, basically, they took out the gun provision at 1708, so that's a good thing. They voted against it. Number two, there have been military choppers and gunships flying patterns over Pittsburgh. Number three, we're being heavily chemtrailed. Number four, the protesters can camp out.
By the way, that's now declassified. White House science czar, same eugenicist. Google John P. Holdren, geoengineering. They admit they're chemtrailing us. Go ahead.
Number four, we got some pre-protests going on at Point State Park today, made out of Bailout the People, Women's Coalition, Tent Cities, Iraq, Veterans Against the War, Code Pink, and Veterans for Peace. About 500 to 1,000 people showed up for that. Number five, there's a severe shortage of places to stay, camp, or anywhere in and around Pittsburgh for anybody coming here. And
the G20 are the banking heads openly coming to finalize the plans, in their own words, a, quote, new world order on CNN, they said.
Right. I forgot what number I was on. But the last thing of G20 is, strangely enough, someone attacked a Pittsburgh police headquarters on the north side and put nails and spikes in the vehicles of like 8 to 9 vehicles.
I appreciate your call, and they always do that. In Denver Post, police caught attacking their own police, dressed up like anarchists, as a pretext to have a crackdown and take people's rights. And we just put up Pittsburgh Post-Gazette headline on screen, police to get new unconstitutional powers during the G20. They're using that as an excuse as our rulers come to town to survey their slaves. Dan in New Mexico. Dan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to thank you for your contribution to humanity, for waking me up in all areas, including vaccinations, which I have not allowed our newborn to be shut up with. You were my only source of news. I do understand that sometimes you get passionate and loud, but I, as well as others, know that you are true in your passion and can look past your outbursts.
Look, we need to find our humanity. People get mad about their team losing or winning. People should get upset about the Nazi-type stuff going on.
But that's one thing I've noticed, man, as I talk to more and more and more people about this. I was at the gun show today, and just randomly listening to people's conversations, they're all talking about taking away the guns, so they're open at least on that front at gun shows. But, you know, if people would just take 5 seconds, instead of looking up their sports teams on ESPN and look up the definition of fluoride, sodium fluoride, find out that Alcoa, you know, it's a hazardous waste. And they put
it's between 130 and 300 plus chemicals. That term fluoride is between 130 and 300 plus chemicals they dump in the water.
Just like other spices that you'll see on some of your foods, that can be up to 15,000 different ingredients.
MSG.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. You know, nobody that I know would actually take a shot glass full of straight fluoride or straight chlorine, but they'll drink it and bathe in it every day in their water.
And here's the deal about chlorine and fluoride. It's cumulative poison. In fact, people don't believe me. Just search the term bone cancer fluoride. Here, let's do it together right now. Hundreds of government studies. In one study alone, some show higher, doubling in bone cancer. Absolute fact.
Oh, in fact, we'll do it. And it's told me it's good for me.
Here it is, WebMD. And it just goes, fluoride bone cancer. Go to the other articles, too. Well, thank you, sir. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Walter in New Mexico. Walter, you're on the air.
Alex Jones.
Welcome.
Hi, New York.
Okay, go ahead, Walter in New York.
Okay, Alex, I wanted to mention to see what your take is on this person that was confirmed, the new MTA chairman and CEO, Jay Walder.
Okay.
He was confirmed. He's the same person that was on 201. He began working in London. He was the director of finance and planning for transport for London, overseeing all public transport and roadways. He was also, it was on his watch that the 7/7 occurred.
Yeah, that was a total inside job.
Right, and I know that you covered that. I saw some of your films on
Terror Storm, yeah.
Right, and he was confirmed on the 10th of this month. And that was a Thursday. And then Friday, I received the news on the paper. And I am wondering, if he does have a connection, why did they hire someone that was in London and they brought him over here?
Look, sir, look, great points. Appreciate the call. We got to go to break. We'll be right back after this quick break. More of your calls. I'm getting into the flu news and a lot more. Stay with us.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. accidents. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to OrderChoose.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely-On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to GCS. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You know, I always get calls saying, Alex, you yell too much, you scream too much, you get angry too much. Why is this radio show the number one alternative radio show / films website out there, period? Infowars.com is the biggest alternative website out there on all the rating services like Alexa, Google, Trends. Prison Planet is the second largest. So we have the number one and number two slot. But I didn't get on the air 14 years ago and start ranting and raving knowing that that would get the listeners. I am fundamentally angry. You know, I sat there. We went down to with my parents and my kids to barbecue and hang out outside by the river. And to go to Schlitterbahn and Tube and stuff there in the Co Mall. And so we watched the football game. My mom's an intelligent, smart, great person, and she just gets so excited and so focused and so upset when UT fumbles the ball or doesn't do good. And I know she knows about all this other stuff, and I look at that and I think, here is everybody else in my family. is the same way. And everybody in my mom, in my wife's family, and everybody I know, people that work in this office, a lot of them are, the greatest passion in their life is sports, even though they know about all this. And all I'm saying is, get excited. The sociologist 100 years ago wrote that they would build giant stadiums everywhere and get people obsessed with sports to take our normal tribal concern for our families and our communities and misplace it onto sports. If you look at television 50 plus years ago becoming popular, overnight, and sociologists have written a lot of white papers on this, it's in my new film Fall of the Republic coming out in October. We cover it some. We're going to cover it more in a future film on mind control itself. And we quote the sociologist who bragged that they use sports to control people. Your passion, your tribal passion for war should be about being free, not about a team, how a team's doing. And that's why it fundamentally upsets me so bad. It's normal to yell and scream for a football team, but then I yell and scream over Newsweek saying the case for killing Granny. And it tells you basically eugenics is good and we got to kill the old people. This doesn't upset anybody. The White House science czar saying we need to have a one-child policy and only be allowed to have one kid or put a tax on children. And all over the world, Australia's on the verge of passing a law. China has one that the U.S. funded in 1975 under treaty. Became law in 1981. Started as a tax, then became a law. I'm upset about that. I know the big picture. I'm somebody whose head is screwed on straight. I read government documents saying they're going to take my guns, try to take my children, turn bureaucracies loose on me for the smallest environmental infraction, huge fines, years in prison. Now it's going to happen with the garage sales under environmental laws. 2 years in prison, $100,000 fine, first infraction, $15 million, second infraction. That upsets me. I know what tyranny is. I know the value of liberty. And I just want to get people upset and focused on real issues here. How can you be normal and know this and not get upset? But I read the sociology papers written in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and then there have been newer ones written, where they brag how up until the 50s in England and the United States and Canada, parks were always full of families. People played in their front yards. They knew their neighbors. They went down and talked about politics at the barber shop. But as soon as television came in, within a week of communities getting TV, no one was outside anymore. It was rare. They killed our humanity. So I use the television to try to reach in as a life preserver through their system and to warn people. That's why we've got Fall of the Republic coming out. That's why I made the Obama deception. That's why I've made all these films. That's why I do 6 days of radio. That's why I'm going to be here till midnight, all week long working, because I morally can't sit on my butt and not do something about this. I have to get angry and get focused and do everything I can to beat these people. That's why I also consulted on and am one of the main people in Camp FEMA, Out of the Ballpark, important film, available discounted out of the gates at Infowars.com. Just came out Friday. We're already shipping it out to everybody. We started shipping a few days early. Camp FEMA, American lockdown. You want to see the FEMA camps, the concentration camps, the proof, the government documents, the video, the interviews, the facts. All the rumors end, the documentation begins in Camp FEMA, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Another film I made, Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo. You can get it free at Infowars.com when you get it with the Obama deception, with the late, great Aaron Russo, covering the eugenics, what the Rockefellers told him about how they plan to exterminate people. It's in here. Top Hollywood producer, Aaron Russo, blows the whistle. Reflections and Warnings. He called me down to Houston. He said, I'm probably not going to make it. Don't tell anybody that. I'm doing cancer treatment. I've been fighting cancer for 4 years. Come interview me because I may. And he could barely get up in a chair when I interviewed him for this. Available at Infowars.com. New World Order aired on IFC. This is the expanded director's cut with a bunch of extras. There I am on the cover of the film and on the back. Important film, if you want it, available at InfoWars.com, discounted, or 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at InfoWars at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Now, I'm going to go to the final segment here in a little while after I cover the flu news, and I'm going to take these eugenics calls that are here on the board. Jesse and many others that are patiently holding. But I wanted to go over this piece of news for you that's here in my stack. This is Reuters. Flu experts gear up for pandemic vaccine worry. Reuters. 1 million heart attacks, 700,000 strokes, 900,000 miscarriages. U.S. public health officials want Americans to know this will happen every single year with or without the swine flu vaccine. So they're telling the doctors if somebody gets sick or dies after they take this, the vaccine didn't kill you. Now, how obvious when there's been all these other problems in the past with vaccines. Yet this year, they know a significant number will be blamed on H1N1 vaccine, which will roll out within weeks, and they're struggling to be ready. They expect an avalanche of so-called adverse event reports, which are reports of death, illness, or other health trauma that occur within 2 weeks after receiving treatment, in this case, the flu vaccine. So there you go. Now listen to this. London Guardian today. Swine flu could kill millions unless rich nations give £900 million or $1.5 billion. UN's shaking everybody down for money. And the UN is running the level 6 global pandemic, so the U.S. and other countries are under UN control. The UN brags this is all a drill, at least at bare minimum, to train all the major nation states to go under UN control. UN report says pandemic may result in anarchy unless Western world pays for antiviral drugs and vaccines. And then they show a guy dead on a gurney here next to his wife to scare everybody. The swine flu pandemic could kill millions and cause anarchy in the world's poorest nations unless 900 million can be raised from rich countries to pay for vaccines and antiviral medicine, says a UN report leaked to the Observer. As if Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett giving 80-something billion dollars for vaccines. Of course, Bill Gates is on record on Bill Moyers saying he's for eugenics. And his dad heads up Planned Parenthood. Oh, yeah, he's got some shots for you. The disclosure will provoke concerns that public health officials will not be able to stem the growth of the worldwide H1N1 pandemic in developing countries, even though this is starting off as a very weak flu and kills a low number of people compared to the regular flu. They don't care. They're fear-mongering. So I wanted to go over all of that. And throughout the weekday show, we're going to be covering this in detail. There's a great detailed report written by Mike Adams, The 10 Lies Told by the Mainstream Media About Swine Flu. Let's get Mike Adams on this week. We're also getting Lou Rockwell on, Dr. Blaylock again about this, and Dr. Horowitz is coming on. We're going to come back and go over the 10 lies quickly, just the bullet points, not the detailed links and fact sheets under it. But you can go read the full article at InfoWars.com. Then we're going to race through your eugenics calls in the final segment. Get angry, get upset, get focused. Don't believe me, go research these facts. I mean, is it good that Newsweek's calling for killing grandma?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment on this Sunday transmission as we wage war on corruption and crash through the lies and disinformation. On the last official day of summer, September 20th. Lie number one, there are no adjuvants used in the vaccines, though they admit there's massive mercury, which is an adjuvant, and squalene at record levels. Lie number two, the swine flu is more dangerous than seasonal flu. That's not true. We have all the hyperlinks to that. Lie number three, vaccines protect you from the swine flu. And they admit it's already mutated and didn't protect you. Vaccines are safe. How can the journalists be saying this when there's a huge history of them killing people and maiming people? Lie number five, that the vaccine isn't mandatory. And they're certainly pushing it and implying it is in many workplaces and in schools with color of law. Number six, getting a vaccine shot is a good bet on your health. It goes on. Lie number seven, the vaccine isn't made with attenuated live virus. Yes, it is. Lie number eight, wash your hands to avoid exposure when almost all of it is inhaled through the nose into the mucous membrane. Lie number nine, children are more vulnerable to swine flu than adults. Lie number 10, there is nothing else you can do beyond a vaccine or Tamiflu when all the medical doctors we've had on have said vitamin D is the key. Several times a week, at least 30 minutes of direct sun on your body. That's what produces it in the body, the real type your body can absorb. Not to mention getting lots of sleep, lots of vitamin C. Every time I have medical doctors on, I say, what do? Get a lot of sleep, eat healthy, don't drink, don't smoke, and get a lot of sun. Okay, let's go to your phone calls, eugenics phone calls. We'll go through all the calls as well here. Let's talk to Jesse in Texas. Jesse, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up?
What's on your mind?
Well, I can sense your passion, and I could tell why you're so upset. And, you know, it's about time that these people get, you know, exposed for these things. And, you know, I think if enough people rise up, they, you know, that's what people don't want to hear about this stuff. You know, they're too busy, you know, doing other things. And, you know, something has to be done.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. And that's it. People think it's a virtue to not care, to be selfish. Meanwhile, all this tyranny just grows around us. We have to get involved. We have to get informed. Sinclair in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
I'm getting married, and I want to put a marriage license. You have got to see the hoops they make you jump through as far as your medical history to get it all on record. That's both blood tests.
Do you know how marriage licenses began? They began for blacks. They didn't want blacks to be able to marry blacks, much less whites. And so under the different laws, they created marriage licenses, and that was set up by eugenicists as well. The family courts that are outside due process and aren't legitimate, they were set up for eugenics.
Well, they're basically catalyzing people into their, you know, blood types and disease types, the genetic history, and things like that through marriage.
Well, it's worse than that, sir, and I appreciate your call. You got a bad phone. At birth, if you're 36 years or younger and born in a major hospital anywhere in the Western world, a United Nations database was secretly set up. I had congressmen on more than 12 years about it, 12 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. Your blood is taken at birth and put into a DNA database. John in Louisiana. John, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I actually have eco-science. And on 787, they talk about capsules or something sterilized. People like it's like a nano capsule or something, like some bot.
Yeah, they say they'll give you pills that sterilize you, implantable chips that sterilize you, put drugs in the water to sterilize you, forced abortions, environmental eco taxes, and now it's all being pushed.
Yeah, and it's like they're like praising China for all their accomplishments on eugenics at the same time. It's just,
and he calls
like,
for a planetary.
The world.
He calls for a planetary regime to enforce it. Go ahead.
Yes, and how they and also how they sterilize the Native Americans is also very terrible. As, like, I remember in Endgame you mentioned that about the, how they sterilize the Native American women on the reservation.
Yeah, they still do that.
What do you think is the future? Do you think they're going to try to attack the Indian reservations when they're trying to establish this police state through the swine flu?
They already are, and the swine flu will probably just blow over. It's a drill over federalization and to train people to take inoculations. Thank you, John. Let's talk to Flying Fish. In Texas, you're on the air, Flying Fish.
Okay, we've seen this come for years and years. It started years ago when they first started putting fluoride in the toothpaste and in the water, telling it was good for us. And, heck, I've been listening to you almost since the day you were on the air. We were in Kingsville when they took over the police station and the whole city there in Kingsville. So
that's right.
The
Delta Force did a martial law takeover drill 300 feet from Casa Ricardo nursing homes. One lady had a heart attack. The Delta Force was there. We went down there, and the Delta Force told locals not to talk to us. They then went to Alice. The police chief admitted foreign troops were there. We interviewed Thomas Sanchez, the emergency management head. He said, look, I'm a Vietnam vet. I'm going to tell the truth. They told us this is for gun confiscation drills. So when the feds really take over, the people go along with it. Then they tried to bribe the San Antonio police chief. I went and interviewed him. And then the Austin American Statesman attacked me and said that I was telling the truth, but that I was still a kook. But, yes, that's the martial law takeover drills. But you lived there, unannounced. Tell folks what that was like.
Oh, it was absolutely scary. We've been listening to you. We've been hearing about this. But to actually see it come down and to actually see the black helicopters, the black bugs, the bus, and to see the men coming down in their black suits, yes, it definitely did happen.
They're in every town, and most towns take the money. When the police chief said, no, I won't have you here for secret drills to scare people for acclimation, they brought into city officials satchels of $100 bills and said, just work with the Army. Keep the money.
Exactly. And it's not just in this state. It's happened in other states as well. And the different
they fired into a restaurant and almost killed people in Miami.
That's right. And it's been on the West Coast. So Oregon, Washington, things like this have happened all the time. But
and then when locals complain, the local news says you're insane. Even as buildings are on fire, they quietly leash buildings, blow them up, they're on fire. And then when I went down to San Antonio, because even though the police chief said no, they still did it. And this was in WorldNet Daily. They're the only ones to pick it up. They called the Army and they admitted it. They came up and Mike Hansen was videoing with me, and Mike wouldn't put his camera down. The guy pulled out his .45, stuck it to Mike's chest, and said, give me that camera. And they took the tape away from Mike. I mean, I've had the Army with .45s out. I mean, this is what America is.
But
anything
Mike,
else?
You still must keep your passion. Yes, I think we're missing a bet with this eugenics. All of the famous actors that have the children that are either have autism or have Down syndrome or all of these, they realize they're focusing on just the old people. They're going to go through with every child that is not quite right and take them out. They're going to get the children, children's hospitals, the asylums. The next will be our military hospitals.
You're right, but that's only classical eugenics created by Galton. In 1843, that's the public eugenics is we're going to get rid of the retarded, get rid of the old, get rid of the ugly, get rid of all these groups, and then we're going to build a super race. Hitler picked up on that in Mein Kampf. He thanks Margaret Sanger, other U.S. eugenicist groups, he thanks. That's only one system. The real system of eugenics is actually targeting the strong and healthy that aren't part of the elite. That's why they poison the water and the food.
Exactly. It's because they're creating the fiefdom and the serfdom. And those serfdoms that don't live out to be the potential that they want them to be are expendable.
Good point, ma'am. Good point. And in closing here, and I'm sorry I can't go to other calls. We're just out of time. Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World, he wrote Brave New World Revisited, but he wrote Brave New World in 1933. Before he died in 62, you can just go search the term Aldous Huxley speech, Berkeley, California, 1962. He said, look, this is eugenics. He was married into the Galton family. My brother, who runs the UN as the United Nations UNESCO head, he's a eugenicist, and he's the father of transhumanism, his brother, Julian Huxley. This is our real plan. And he said, what we wrote in this book is what we're really going to do. By 2000, we'll be drugging your water, dumbing everybody down to serve us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's hardcore real. Read Brave New World. That's what they've got planned. Great job, crew.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello.